Our next speaker is Jordan Scheiner. Jordan is camp director and owner of Camp Horseshoe in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, where my son has been a camper. Go ahead, Jordan.
Thank you, Larry. So I'm going to pivot just really quickly on something that Crane was discussing just in general, which is just baseball, or we want to look at it in a bigger way, entertainment. So if you know about the Great Depression, there's been some comparisons to what's going on now, and there was an idea called escapism, this idea of how we can get away from the dreariness and the depression and the poverty, and sports and entertainment and movies were all part of that. Camp could possibly fill part of that role. I'm going to start by really just asking this question. Why are summer camps more important now than ever? Number one, camps have a little bit of history. If camps are, you know, over 100 years old is the initial founding of camps, and a lot of them came out of the Lower East Side of New York, the West Side of Chicago, and a way to get kids out of some of these areas that weren't healthy. They were almost created as a safe haven. In the 30s and 40s, there were people that the polio scare actually sent kids away to camp. So that's part of that. But to look really maybe on a bigger level, I'm going to start by saying there needs to be some sense of return to normalcy. The kids and parents were incredibly ungrounded right now. Is there a way to reground us? Camp would be a great place to start that. Kids are used to going there, and they gain independence and leadership and resiliency, a development of a community, and that's what we would hope we would be able to give to these kids and parents that need this so badly. Also, just the idea of a place to heal, that there's a need right now, I think, for, you know, a term I'll call emotional restoration, this idea of bringing kids back to some, again, normal kind of an environment for them. Just the idea to give people some joy and some hope in the midst of all this, get them away from the screens of the teaching that they're doing with e-learning, to get away from the TV screen, to be outside. The idea of reconnecting with mentors, these young teenage counselors or young 20-year-olds, as well as friends. I think maybe surprising to some of these guys, the camping industry last summer was an $18 billion industry. So to get away from this idea of not only what we'll do for the parents and the kids of why camp's important, but we're talking about small businesses around the country. Thousands and thousands of people are supported by camps. Again, an $18 billion industry. That being said, this idea of supporting small towns, food we buy, and so forth. I'll transition and try and move there. Are kids going to be able to go to camp this summer? It's an incredibly fluid situation. The CDC, about a week and a half ago, changed course and decided to take a team of doctors that were working on reopening schools, transfer them to summer camps, knowing the importance of it. This coming week, we are supposed to get from both the CDC and our governing body called the American Camp Association an original set of guidelines. We know that will change, but we're going to supposedly get this first idea of what we can do to reopen. Lots of questions. Everybody knows about the testing. Can we create a safe baseline by bringing our staff in early and about 20 days before is one of my plans, have our staff there? Could we do the testing to know who has had the antibodies, who has not? Try to get a safe baseline of staff, then bring the kids in. Obviously, the testing as they come in. We already have a plan being put in place. If we had to isolate kids, a separate building, what the process would be to if they had to be, you know, sent home and so forth. You know, obviously, we want kids to come and be safe. This is one of those situations we couldn't guarantee that, so the parents would have to have some trust in what we do. You know, kind of a final question. How can we make it safe? I kind of combine that, and I would say, again, it's going to be really from the guidelines that we do. I mean, I have plans on how we would deliver food in safely. Campers wouldn't take days off of camp, which is something they, you know, always do. You know, we probably cut off any of the trips we would go to. So at the end of the day, a fluid situation. I will say this. I think it will be important to restore some of, you know, for the society, for kids and parents to be able to open up camps, and I hope we are able to do that.
Great. Thank you, Jordan.